Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Uses him as a moving shield, pass to Jackson Davis, left corner Wiggins, up top Schroeder, pass to Curry, top side triple, yes! He got another one! 107-96, the Warrior bench explodes out of the floor, and Stephen Curry has words of Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays for the crowd here at the Target Center. And some have decided that coal has already been delivered, and they're heading out into a cold Minnesota night. 2:07 to go. Warriors lead by 11, 107-96. Stephen Curry has taken this game over like the superstar that he is and has scored the last 11 Warrior points. I know he's on the back nine of a fabulous career, but you have to appreciate just how good Stephen Curry is and what a once-in-a-lifetime player he is. Golden State, they'll be looking for an answer. And one of the answers tonight for Golden State was Trayce Jackson-Davis. He is our guest on the postgame show. And Trayce, tell me, how important is this win considering what's been going on lately?
Man, we came out here, we were desperate. We came out with intensity. At the end of the day, it was a dogfight. This is a great team. But we found a way to get it done.
Tell me about your game tonight. It seemed you just had a little extra zip in it tonight. What was the difference for you?
It's just playing with confidence. The coaches have stuck with me throughout this whole season. We had a great start to the season. Kind of fell off a little bit, but I'm just trying to gain my confidence back and play the best basketball I can to help this team.
How important is spacing and angles to you when the guards are making penetration, or even Andrew Wiggins or Kuminga making penetration?
It's huge. Wiggs and JK getting them downhill with shooter space, and then me playing the dunker spot, trying to get easy lobs or watching them finish over people. It's a lot. It's fun basketball.
Playing a guy like Rudy Gobert, what are your keys when you're going up against a guy that can change a shot and also block a shot?
Yeah, you got to get into his body. He's a great player. One of the best defensive bigs in the league. But at the end of the day, use quickness, use speed. If nothing's there, just kick it out, because I'd rather get us an open three than him coming to block shots.
Second year with Golden State, does anything number 30 does surprise you anymore?
No. just watching this dude through practices, through games last year, games this year, nothing surprises me anymore. That man is invincible.
Final question for you, most important. Are you done with your Christmas shopping?
I haven't even started.
Good. Now I feel better because I got a lot to do, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, congratulations. 15 points, 9 rebounds. You had a couple of block shots, couple of assists, and a steal. Job well done tonight.
Appreciate you, sir.
All right, sir. Trayce Jackson-Davis, our guest, 113-103. The final, Warriors get the win. And what a win it was. They had to have this one coming on the heels of what's been going on lately. And 8 of the next 9 are at Chase Center. And there's a lot of tough games there. But the Warriors can fly home tonight with some confidence, getting ready for this stretch, including a big game on Christmas Day against the L.A. Lakers. Scored on 16 of their last 18 possessions, and that counts the shot clock violation they took intentionally right at the end of the game. And they held Minnesota to 2 for their last 9, closing out a 113-103 road win over the Timberwolves. Warriors go to 15-12. Wolves go to 14-13. Golden State got off to a great start. They led 26-15 at the end of one, led 36-15 after a 10-0 run to start the second quarter. But as you know, Minnesota's a good team. Everybody's good in the West, but they kept coming back. A 38-29 Minnesota third quarter, made the fourth quarter of the game. But Golden State, playing yet another clutch game, found a way to close it out. In this 11-game stretch where they had gone 2-9, they had 9 clutch games in that period, winning 2, losing 7. And this is their 17th clutch game of the year. Their record is now 8-9 in those clutch games. But tonight it was just a matter of making some plays down the stretch, getting some good penetration, good assist numbers. They got to the 30 assist number. Every time they get 30 or more assists, they usually win the game. 30 assists on 40 buckets. They took one more shot than Minnesota. Minnesota had 27 assists tonight on 36, which is equally good. Both teams with 45 rebounds. Warriors shot 46% and 38 from 3. Minnesota 41.2 and 36.8 from three. Though their shooting after the first quarter was actually a lot better than it was in the first. They were in the 20s in the first quarter, but they missed some free throws coming down the stretch, took away a little bit of their momentum. They were 17 of 25 from the line tonight. Warriors a little bit better at 17 of 23. And so Golden State, again, got to the point, and Stephen Curry just took the game over. He was not going to lose this game and scored the last 11 points for the Warriors to help the Warriors win the game. 13 in the fourth quarter, 13 of his 31, 10 assists. He was 10 of 21 from the field, 7 of 16 beyond the arc, and he had a steal in the game as well, and only one turnover. 10 assists and only one turnover tonight for Steph. And helping out in that regard was Dennis Schroeder, who took a lot of the ball handling abilities tonight. And that will take some of the pressure off Steph, let him work off the ball. And having Schroeder put Buddy Hield back on the bench. They brought Pajemski and Kuminga off the bench. And so what happened there? Well, the Warriors ended up with a total of 46 points off the bench, with a little bit above their average. And even though Minnesota had a good night from their bench of 37, the Warriors were still able to outscore them with their rotation, which tonight went only 10 deep. And anytime you win, if you're the Golden State Warriors right now and you win without Draymond Green, that is a quality victory. Draymond unable to play, Moses Moody unable to play as well, both out with injury. So that's a huge win for Golden State to kind of bounce back after getting clobbered in Memphis, losing by 51 there. This is a big win. There's no way around that. And it set themselves up nicely for this next stretch where eight of the next nine are home.